Thank you. மாயாமிலம் வெங்கை தந்தை மகாபுருஷரணாதீகிருஷ்ணபருணாசன்னதீனவன் ஜகத்பதே கோபீசு கோபிகாந்தநாதாந்த நமஸ்தாஞ்சனாங்கீ ராதீலாபீஸ்வரீ only to be up to see that. The devotional value cannot be checked by any material impediment. It is not conditioned that because I am in this condition, I cannot execute devotional service. No. Anyone in any position, in any circumstances, he can become the greatest devotee of the Lord, if he desires. तवै पुंस परो धर्म जतो भक्ति अधोक्षजे अहोई तुति अप्रतिहता जया आत्मा से प्रसिद्ध द रियल एम ऑफ लाइफ इज हाउ टू गेट सेटिस्फैक्शन फुल कंप्लीट सेटिस्फैक्शन एंड दैट satisfaction, complete satisfaction, can be achieved only by prosecution of devotional service. There is no other way. If you want to be happy, free from all cares and anxiety, then you have to engage yourself in devotional service of the Lord. That will make you free from all material anxiety and all material needs. We are all seeking after that position, how to become completely happy. Our whole struggle for existence, anyone, any place, any country, they're all struggling for existence, either human being or animal or birds or beasts, how to become happy. This happiness of the mind, atma, is only possible when we are engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is the only way. There is no other alternative. So, Lord Krishna says that jana jana hi dharma sakrani bhavati bharata uputthana dharma sa tadatmanam sujamaham. My dear Arjuna, whenever there is discrepancy in the method of execution of real purpose of life, that is called dharma. Dharma, this word, either you take it religion, or duty, or nature, as you life. But as explained before, dharma means your actual constitutional position. It is nothing artificial. Example, again I am repeating, just like fire is hot, warm. Fire has light. You cannot separate light from fire or heat from fire. Therefore, heat and light is dharma. That is its real thing. So our dharma, living entity, that is defined very nicely by Lord Chaitanya. Our dharma or religion is to obey the orders of the Supreme Lord. To become, to engage ourselves in the loving, transcendental service of the Lord. Whenever this principle is crippled or checked by our material activities, just like at the present day, there are no idea what is God. They are asking what is God, and they are proud of their education. You see, this is the result of godless education. This is discrepancy of dharma. So, at this age, at this stage, when people have forgotten God, when they are speaking that God is dead, now this Bhagavad Gita or this Hare Krishna mantra has descended. Just like Krishna says, Jadadadati dharmasarjani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharmasat tadatmanam sujamaham. At that time I appear. So, this is Krishna has appeared in his holy name, Hare Krishna. There is no difference between this holy name Krishna and this person Krishna, because Krishna is also absolute. There is no difference between his name, between his form, between his quality, between his pastime, between his abode, between his entrance. There is no such difference. Materially, there is difference. I am Indian, I am person, and my flesh, India, is different. You are American, this is all designation of this body. So, Krishna says, Tadātmānam śrījāma. Now this śrījāma, this word is used in Sanskrit, something manufactured. Just like I met this spectacle case, or you met. This is called śrījāma. But actually we understand like that. But here, Sujani, this word, as explained by Bhardi Vidyavasan, a learned scholar, who says the Sujani means prakata, I appear. Now, if you say this word means manufacture, the Mayavadi philosophers, they take advantage of this word and they say that Krishna or anyone, incarnation of God, that is created. That means they understand that as so many material things are created, anything which we find here in this room, that is created. The dictaphone, this microphone, or anything that is created. But here, if you say these words in that sense, that Krishna is created, anything created that is material, therefore Krishna is also material, then he is in misunderstanding. Here, just like if you say that I create, that means you exist before creation. Is it not? If I say I have created the glass case, spectacle case, that means before creation of the case, I was existing. You cannot deny it. So, how this is possible that it is case says that I have created this case?
No.
That's not. One cannot say I have created myself. It is impossible. Similarly, when Krishna says that I tadātmānam sujāmaḥ, this ātmānam means body, ātmānam means the mind, or ātmānam means the soul. But he is the supreme soul. So how he creates his soul, and he is non-different, absolute. Therefore, the interpretation given by Balade Vrindavan, that I create means I appear. I create my appearance. That's like sun creates its appearance. The sun is there, always. But when sun appears, it means that you can say like that, the sun creates its appearance. And why does it create or appear? That is explained in the next verse. Paritranam sadhanam vinashaya tuhitkitam dharma samasthapanashaya sambhavani yuge yuge. In every millennium, every yuga, there are different periods, just like in the whole year, there are different periods in your country called summer, winter, fall, spring. They are coming by rotation. Similarly, there is rotation of time, which is divided into four millenniums called Satya Yuga, Trita Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. So, Krishna says that dharma samasthapanarthaya sambhavani yuge. Now, one may inquire that Krishna appeared in the Trita Yuga. And when he is going to appear in the Kali Yuga. That is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the Kali Yuga there are three different incarnations mentioned in the Bhagavatam or any other authentic Vedic literature. One incarnation is Lord Buddha, and another incarnation is Lord Chaitanya. And another incarnation in the last stage of the day is Kalki. So far we get from the authority of Father. So, we have to accept according to the authority scriptures who is in time. We cannot accept anyone who claims that I am also incarnate. Now, in the Shastra, there are symptoms, whole code of incarnate. Just like about Lord Buddha, there is mention in certain such place, in certain such form, in certain such activities, Lord Buddha will appear. Similarly, about Lord Chaitanya is there. Similarly, there is a description about Kalki. So far Lord Buddha is concerned, and with Bhagavatam, the name of the mother of Lord Buddha is mentioned. And the activities is also mentioned. What are his activities? The activities are not very pleasant. Sammohaya Surat Visham. The Lord will appear as Buddha in order to Sammohaya, giving us the 80th class of man. His activity was to cover the 80th class of men, those who do not believe in God. Yes, Lord Buddha said, yes, there is no God. There is no God, there is fire. But you believe me what I say. Just see, he is incarnation of God. And the people amongst whom he is preaching, to them he is saying, there is no God, but he is God. Is it not a process of cheating? So this process of cheating is not exactly cheating, it is for the welfare of the so-called atheistic person. That's why sometimes fathers cheat this son. A son is insisting to get $1,000 note. And the father asking, my dear son, please deliver it. No, I said. The father gives him $1,000. My dear son, would you like to take this $1,000? He is asking me, but you must have to give me that paper. All right. So, this son is not actually cheating, but father knows that this boy will destroy this $1,000. So, it is necessary to give him that 2 cents worth lozenges and just out that $100 or $1,000 worth paper. Similarly, when people become too much atheistic. So, in order to bring them back to the understanding of God, there is sometimes necessity like this. Now, those who follow the Buddha philosophy, they say that there is no soul, there is no God, but there are thousands and thousands of temples of Lord Buddha and the world. Especially in the countries like Japan and China and Burma, there are thousands of temples and they exactly worship in the same way as we are worshiping Jagannath. The lamp is given, the candle is gone, they offer very respectfully, and there are Brahmachari, Sannyasi, the whole principle is there. But, officially, there is no question of God. So, this is mentioned in the heart. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishnamannam Tishakrishnam Sangapangasapasadam Jaggai Sankirtanam Prahi Jadanti Hishne. Now, Krishna will appear in the Kali Yuga. His symptoms are this, just like Lord Buddha's symptoms are described. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya's symptoms are also described. What is that? That Krishna Varnam, he belongs to the category of Krishna himself. Or, in other words, he is always chanting Krishna, Krishna Varnam, Krishna Varnam. Krishna, his business is simply to chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Varnam. And Sisa Krishna, by his body, complexion, is not Krishna, black. Lord Chaitanya appears very fair complex, very nice, golden tall. We have got pictures of Lord Chaitanya, very beautiful. He was very beautiful, see. Krishna Varnam Sisa. Sisa means by complex of Krishna. Therefore, his another name is Gaur-Sundha. Gaur-Sundha means very fair complex. Sundha means beautiful, and Gaur means fair. The another name is Gaur. Or Gauranga, whose body is very fair. So, Krishnamannam Krishnam Sangapangasaparsadam is always accompanied by some associates, especially Lord Nityananda, Lord Advaita, Srivas, Haridas, like that. You have seen the pictures, he is chanting and dancing with the associates. And when Lord Chaitanya was present, whenever he would go, and his attitude was dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It was so beautiful and attractive that people would fall. Thousands and thousands of people would fall, chanting Hare Krishna. Even Lord Nawab Hussain Shah, and when he started this movement in Bengal, he was a boy of 20 years old, so many people were falling. So Nawab Hussain Shah inquired his minister, who is this person that is chanting Hare Krishna and so many people are following him? So the minister was Hindu. He thought that he is Mohammedan king, so he may not like his movement, therefore he wanted to hide it. And my Lord, you are misinformed. He's not very important man. Crazy fellow, they are falling, not a few only, not many. Then Nawab replied, no, I know it certainly, but you don't try to hide the fact. He must be a great personality, otherwise why so many people are following him? That was his remark. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya, wherever he went, that was Sangapangasapasadam, always followed by many attitudes. These are the symptoms. And how to worship that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in this age? Jagdain Sankirtanai Prahi. Jaganti is meaning. This form of the Personality of Godhead is worth it by the intelligent classes. Sumeva. Su means very good. And Medhasa means bread. Brain culture. One who has got very good brain substance, they will understand the Sankirtan movement. Just like in our India, especially in Bengal, sometimes they say a well-bred man, because you have got cow dung within your brain. You have no brain substance. Actually, a man becomes intelligent by the greater amount of brain substance. It is a psychological fact. It is called telegram, or doctor knows. What is it called? So, psychology, I was student of psychology in my college life. Dr. Hartwell said, I remember still, that the brain substance of man has been found up to 64 hours, while brain substance of woman has been found at 34 hours. Therefore, woman is not so intelligent as man. There is no question of competition. It is actual scientific fact. Anyway, the word Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa means one who has got good brain substance. That one thing I must explain here. So far spiritual life is concerned, it does not depend on the material brain substance. It is dependent. It is spiritual platform. It has nothing to do with this bodily concept. You must remember. We don't make any distinction that a man can be better Krishna consciousness than a woman. No. A woman can be better Krishna consciousness because they are very simple. They can accept any religious system. Generally, the woman is accept it because they are very simple. They have no crooked mind. Sometimes they are exploited. Yes. So, in the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction. Although, in the material, it's like the bodily construction of man is different from woman. Similarly, the brain substance may be also different. But that does not disqualify any woman for spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is clearly defined in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam hipasattapa sutta jevi supavajume kriya sudra tathavishya. Take example, Parangati. It doesn't matter whether one is a woman or a mercantile class of man, or a Shudra, it doesn't matter, because these classes are understood basically. But Krishna is opening the path for everyone. Mahamhi path of the path is, if one accepts Krishna very seriously, the path is, people walk, particular. Asrita, if he is excellent of Krishna, specific, then either he may be woman, or he may be sutra, liberal class, or may be mercantile class, it doesn't matter, he or she can go to the highest perfection. Kinkuna brahmana bhaktya, bhaktya raja sayasta. Punya. Kinkuna brahmana punya. And what to speak of the intelligent class? In this class also elevated to the highest. So there is no such question. But here the word used, Sumail Bhasa, in the particular sense that for worship of God, there are different methods, different religious systems, different methods, different churches, different mosques, different temples, even accepting that this is Hindu philosophy. The Hindus, they have got many different processes. I think the Hindus have got so many different processes that it can outnumber all the different processes of the world. They have got so many processes. So, Sumer Bhasane, for executing religious life, for achieving the highest perfection of life, one must be very intelligent. A fool cannot achieve the highest perfection of life. Just as a fool cannot be very prosperous even in this material world. Similarly, a fool also cannot make any profit in his spiritual world. Sumedhaka means one should be little intelligent. What is that intelligence? If I have got the easiest path to achieve the highest perfection of life, why shall I take a path which is not very sure? This intelligence. Now, Lord Chaitanya, as he described, if you accept, we are explaining that paritrana sadhana vinasaya dushita sambhavam yuge. The Lord appears in this age also. And according to Shastra, authentic scripture, he has appeared as Lord Chaitanya. So, if we accept this principle, on the method of authentic scripture, that is our interest. That is our interest. Not that we have to become a great psychologist or a great scientist or mathematician, no. We have to get the orders of the Atul. Just like you are driving car, it is written there, keep to the right. It does not require a very nice intelligence. You keep your car to the right, you are all right. But if you go to the left, you are fool number one. Why? It is written there, keep to the right, why you go to the left? That means you are fool number one. So this much intelligence we must have, that here is police direction, keep to the right. Why should I go to the left? This much intelligence can be had by any common man. So similarly, if the Shastra says that Yadgai Sankirtanaipa in Jadanti Hishmeva, that those who are intelligent, they will perform worship of the Lord by chanting Hare Krishna, this yajna. Yajna means anything sacrificed for the satisfaction of Vishnu, that is called yajna. Yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu, that is yajna. Now, in this way, the Supreme Lord is satisfied simply by Sankirtan or congregation and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is mentioned in the Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Yukevala. Hello, Nasriva, Nasriva, Nasriva. Bhatiranasa. These heads are decided men. There is no possibility of executing different sources of self-realization. No. They say that there are as many paths as one can manifest them. It may be true, but in these days, hello, Nāsīva, 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 Pratidanta Pāva. There is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative in these days. Therefore, an intelligent man will take up the Krishna consciousness movement, that is the test of one's intelligence, and it's very easy, and by simply chanting Hare Krishna, you gradually develop your Krishna consciousness to the highest level. So, one who has accepted the simple method, recommended for the faith, he is called the intelligent. That is, that much intelligence we must have. So it is what I thought today. I'll stop here. Next meeting we shall start. Thank you. If there is any question, you can. Say like that, only persons who are joining this movement, they are intelligent, and others are not intelligent. But you are caring. Now you can defend on behalf of those who do not accept this proposal. This is my caring. This is a fact. And I said, now you can talk. It's a very intelligent question also. And Janardhan will reply. So, if our proposal is to compete tonight, chanting chanting of the holy name. So if somebody takes this principle that well, we have got our holy name of God, we shall chant that holy name of God. So we are not this one. So, that is not our objection. Our objection, our submission is that you chant the holy name, just like Lord Chaitanya says, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, you appear. This has to be. So, it does not mean Harir Nama is only Krishna. If you have got any other name of Hari, you should be personal. But that name must be actually the name of the Supreme Personality of God. As it is recognized by scripture. You may have your own scripture. But if you have got a name sanctioned by the scripture, that this is the name of God, just like in Jewish scripture they say Jehovah. Similarly, in Christian scripture, if you have got the name, just like Buddhists, they have got God or the Supreme, that's just like Buddha. Similarly, if you have got any other name of the Supreme God, you can chant. They are not insisting that you chant Krishna. But if you have no specific name of God found in your authentic scripture, then what is the harm if you chant Krishna? This is not very bad professor. Any intelligent man. If you have Ishan, our Lord Chaitanya says that Namnamukari Bahudam Nisatva Shakti Bahudam Nisatva Tatra Sitanyanitas. There are many names. Bahudam. As there are many potentials, there are many names of it. Just like it for Krishna. The Krishna is not understood simply by uttering these words, Krishna. Krishna is understood if you call Govinda, that is also Krishna. If you call Madha, he is also Krishna. If you call Vamsivaran, he is also Krishna. So, the aim should be that it is God's name or the Supreme Lord's name. If the name is different in meditation or form, it does not matter. Yes, you can tell me. Very well. Tell me that. Yes.
Is it simply the nature of the main Krishna that this particular
name is the most known? Yes, God's name is according to the accent. God's name. Just like Krishna, this Krishna name is written that is famous. Krishi hu bhagata sabda nasta nidhiti bhas. Tayo rajsam iti Krishna param brahma iti avidhiya. Krishna's name Krishna means to become, to appear, who bhag, or attract. We have got attraction for material in God. And nasta nirvittiva, na means ananda, at another meaning is negate. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who by attractive features, by attraction of his bodily beauty, by attraction of his opulence, by attraction of his pastime, so many things, Krishna is all attractive. And one who is all attractive, he is the Supreme Personality. This is the meaning of Krishna. Similarly, Govinda. That also has meaning. Go means God. Go means saint. And go means man. So, in these three features, Krishna can be applied. He gives pleasure to the saint. That's what he's going. He is very kind to the cows. That's what he's going. He is the proprietor of all men. That's what he's going. In this way, Govinda means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, if you have got any word which means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can chant. The Rama, that is also God's name. Ramante, Jogina, Anante, Satyanande, Siddharmane. It is Rama Padena, so Parabrahma is the Avijaya. Rama means enjoy. We want enjoyment. But we do not know how we can have permanent enjoyment. When you have got permanent enjoyment by reciprocation of transaction with the Supreme, then that particular aspect of our reciprocation is called Rama. That means why we enjoy the loving exchange between God and us. That position is called Rama. But if you have no idea what is God, how we can exchange our feelings, then there is no question of Rama. But Rama means when we are in position of exchanging our loving attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then He is known as Rama. The capacity in which we accept our service, loving service, is called Rama, Raman. Why do you not understand? If I say that if you give me $3, I shall give you this. Now what is the difficulty to understand? No, as there are different things of different value, similarly in each name there are potencies of the law, but there is degrees of potency. Just like Rama Lila and Krishna Lila, that's right, both of them are the same thing, God. But in the Rama Lila, you find less potential exhibition of the law. But in Krishna Lila, you find full potential manifestation of God. The degrees of potency. Although it does not mean the Rama is less potent. No, Rama is less potent. So the same potency. But and the circumstances, he exhibits a partial potential, not full potential. At Krishna Lila, he will find full potential. Like Rama, Lord Ramchandra, he married only one wife, Sita. But Krishna married 16,108. Now, if you question why Rama is so moralic, or whatever you like, he is sticking to one wife, and Krishna is marrying 16,000. That means, we say the God is omnipotent. That is the qualification of God. So he is saying he is omnipotent. That means, why 16,000? If he marries 16 million, 16 billion, is still his potent. Full-fledged potent. So we cannot imagine even that how a person can marry 15,000. This is inconceivable potential. To give an example of his inconceivable potential, Rama presented himself as an ideal king. He did not manifest himself as the Supreme Personality of God. But from symptoms of authentic literature, we understand that he is God. But Krishna personally says that I am the Supreme Personality of God. Matta Karataran Nannada Sivinti Dhananjaya. There is no superior truth beyond me. Ramchandra never says that. He never says that I am God. But those who are intelligent, they understood that he is God. Eternal means those who have not come in contact with this material nature. There are living entities. I mean, there are many, many more kinds than the living entities who are within this material world. They are in the spiritual world. Just like the number of population outside the prison house is very great, and the number of population within the prison house is very small. This material world is supposed to be the prison house. Those who are condemned, those who want to try to lord it over, they are imprisoned within the walls of material anywhere. So their number is very small. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita that ekansina sutuja. It is only a portion of my material. This is false. These unlimited number of universes and their unlimited number of planets and each planet unlimited number of living entities all taken together is only a fractional demonstration, manifestation on the potential. The major manifestation is in the spiritual. So they are all liberated. Nixon. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Why we do not see Mr. Mukherjee? Okay.